Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 68th Berlinale, and today I'm with Cornelio Porumboiu with his latest film, Infinite Football. So Cornelio, tell us, is this a film about a man's philosophy or your philosophy too?
No, it's a film, it's hard to, for me it's more of what I like it inside, it's a certain type of freedom, you know, that he allows. And to come with the, from the beginning, his brother, he told me that he working for 10 years, first time like more than 10 years at this port. He told me like 10 years ago that he have this project, and at that time it was more like Australian football, you know, in a way, like a mixture in between rugby, and I said, okay, good luck, you know. So, but 10 years after, when his brother told me that he still, I said, it should be something behind, you know. So I called him next day, and we start to talk how you get the idea and all the, and we start to talk about the things around. I was afraid all the time to speak about the rules by their own, because my father, he was a football referee. I know the rules. I loved soccer, football. I played football. It's the only sport that I like it, in fact. So I used to play. I'm watching football. I like football in. So I was afraid all the time to speak about rules by their own. You know what the rules they.
And what do you think it would happen if it did that?
I was afraid that because I like so much the story behind, and because it's at the end of the day, it's for me at the first sight, it was like an artistical project, you know, it's like something that he will work all his life, you know. I like this side of because even now when I've spoken with him, and even when we shoot some scenes, he changed again. So I like this part of it, you know, more like I don't see. And I said, okay, let's go there. I will go there. And I said to him, I will come with a small crew. We shoot something. If it's not okay, it won't be a film. If it will be something, I will do a film. If not, no pressure, no. So I took two camera and one sound engineer. We go, we shoot for 1 week. And I was introduced myself like a character. The first one function, it was that he's supposed to speak with me and to argue about his rules. But in the same time, for me, it was not... you know, because it was a doubt of myself also, because I know the rules. I like the football. When someone is inventing something and I'm an adapter of something else, it's very hard to deal with that because I'm on the other side, you know? So I took this type of dispositive, you know, to make it. But I was more interested, I have in my mind just some topics where we speak about, for example, in the exterior about his first accident, the second one. And after that, they were coming, in the office, it was all like, it was happening like that, you know, the people that they were coming, and it was, and also the scene with his father, you know, which it was also unexpected, you know. Mm. So after this 6 days, I made a draft of editing. And I returned back, and I shoot other things, and I made another draft. And in May, I didn't use in the beginning this long shot at the end, like a traveling. He told me about the second accident and his way back home, I said to my DOP, okay, let's do a shot like that, you know, very small to reproduce in a way his rhythm, you know. And I didn't use in the editing. And after that, I asked him to come in Bucharest, and we start to speak about this way back. And we arrive at this discussion about Paideia and all that. I'm still a certain type of utopia, you know. It's an utopia for me, you know. So for me, what he invented now, it's a certain type of, political utopia, you know.
Do you think it's maybe also like a sort of endless therapy that he creates for himself? You know, this never-ending game that always changes because it's always the best.
Yeah, but here, I don't know, here is somebody, what I tell you in the beginning is somebody who is an artist more than a game inventor, you know? He needs that, and in the same time, he's doing that in his, I don't know, I don't think that it will play that, but in the same time, it's something in the process. I think he will all the time work at that. I can judge from now where he will arrive with that. You know, it's a for me. I think it's Yeah, I felt that like it's an it's someone in between something, you know, and it will stay like that. I like this, yeah, this part of. And at the end of the day, this is also his space of freedom in a way, you know, that he thinks by his own. And the sports, therefore, they are beautiful because they are a space for freedom for the people that are watching it.
Can you relate as a filmmaker to this approach?
It's not about, it's about, I think it's about a process, you know, because sometimes when you, and it's another thing that I like in, speaking about my job, in a way we have projects, you know, I feel that I make a movie, I pass an interval, it's a journey, you know, it's a journey that I will make another movie, and each movie is going from you know, sometimes I feel that I'm starting to make a script, and I realize that I made good. Maybe I missed something in the past film, in the film that I just finished. You know, so it's like a journey into. You know, so I think this idea of journey, it's on my mind in Metabolism. It was a movie that I made in, like in 2012. It's a thing, and it's resembling me. I can put now. I think more like. I find myself more in like an artist, more like in the movie with my father, you know, with the referee, because there my father said, you set the game into the first 15 minutes. And what I like in the football, yes, is the freedom, is the avantage law in the spirit of the game, you know. So I feel more like director, more like into my father refereeing a game, you know. This is more like. But in the same time here, it's a, yeah, it's a, and also what I like in this is the question, to question something. I like this part, you know, of this character, to question something. I don't say it's good or bad, it's not, and even in my film I don't do that, but to question things I think is very important, even if you are wrong, but yeah, it's just the question, you know. Mm-hmm. And I like that part of, you know, of, because in the beginning I told you, what the fuck you are doing? You are, you know, the rules of the game. But in the same time, if we are looking today, this football is changing. If you look like they want to put now the referee, it's on time, you know. I don't think Lawrence is out of time, you know. Because in the same time, in his own way, you know, but... The way that the football now it becomes an industry, the need of control it better with the video referee, and now the way that the football it's film, if you look at the movie with my father, it's like another type of referee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's another time, it's another era, and it's a way of control it. You know, it's a step. Okay, it's so maybe this one it's so much, but it's a trend. I don't know. And sometimes I think football, it's very hard. Like, of course, they are big, but it's like life, you know. There are big mistakes that they are made. I always remember that game between Germany and France, you know, that 3-1, and now 3-3, and they waved the. It was unfair, you know, but it's unfair like life, you know. It was because there, I remember, I was a kid, and I was not a supporter of France. I was with Brazil at that time, that great generation, you know. So, but in the same time, it was like this unfair gesture, and they won at the end. You ask yourself, what, why is happening like that, you know? Where is that? So, I like football for its imperfections, but in the same time, being a big business now, I think it's, you know, it's something profound linked with the life and with. Maybe some type of unfairity of the life, you know. Maybe that four is the most watchable and almost how could I say known sports, no? More. It's a language. At the end of the day, it's a language that it's understandable by all the people in the world, you know. It's simple, and of course, when I was speaking with Lorenzo, if you put a lot of rules, the people they won't get it because. They are simple rules and they work, you know. And that for someone from India, someone from States, someone from Laponia, someone—it's a language, you know. It's a language which is universal, you know. So, but in the same time, I like this. We are not speaking here about good and bad. I think I like this projection, you know. And I'm curious. I was curious. Yeah.
Do you think also you like this particular obsessiveness of his?
I like it because I think it's not gratuite. It's not...
gratuitous, probably you could say.
Yeah. I think it's something that it's in his world, in his office. It's like a... I think he said something like a character from, I don't know, from... more like Russian literature.
Yeah.
It's his space of freedom, you know? Even though his sports doesn't allow freedom to the players, you know? But it's his, yeah. His way of, you know?
Tell me, were you kind of... I mean, narratively speaking, you set up an accident, you know, between him and the football manager, which was great. It wasn't an accident.
We were there on the shooting, and that guy, it was a guy that I was used to play football when I was a kid.
Okay.
So I said, okay, it's perfect because he was a trainer also. He was more, much more into the thing like me. And I said, you could sit us with us to talk about this? Okay. And we speak about that.
Were you a bit afraid on a human level of the effect of the outcome that could, you know, on his freedom, let's call it, on Laurentius' freedom, because, you know, actually facing somebody that knows the game, the traditional game, and probably also dismantling this new game. Did you, since you're talking about his freedom and how you praise it?
That was my problem, because it's not about the problem of judging, you know.
Mm.
I didn't go to judge his sport, and I'm afraid of that, you know. I was talking about, okay, it's not my point of view to say that this sport, it will be playing or not, it will be have like his ambition in a way to be like a footballer. It's not my problem, and I was afraid all the time to judge, you know, because I'm talking about the football, and of course you can compare with the football. Anyway, any sport that you could made up is not on the paper, it's about in practicality, you know.
Yeah.
In the way that maybe he will be a very good sport if they start, if I, let's say 11 people, they will start to play that and they will discover other rules, and maybe it will be another sport. Like I was telling to him, more realistic is to put some walls, you know, and to play something in between these walls, you know. And it could be something else, but it's not my, it was not my point to judge, and I was afraid all the time to judge. But I said, okay, in this confrontation, it will be more clear in a specialist and someone that it's on the other hand, you know. So it will be another form of talking about. But, you know, I was afraid all the time. I'm afraid in that to judge, even though in all my films they are about judgment, you know. Like in Police Adjective, like in 1208, the hero is not a hero. Mm-hmm. So this is because, I think this is the... The trial is like it's a very profound element in Romanian history. I think it's because after the revolution, it was the trial of Ceausescu, and I think this is which by its own, it was an unfair trial. No, he was it was an unfair by its own. Anyway, so I tried, like, as I told you from the beginning, I was attracted how you, like, this artistic point of view about his and how you, his story behind, you know, this story behind this sport.
Thank you very much, Corneliu, for being here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.